Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Zach Smith. He is a returning guest, by the way. He was in our studio, years ago. He is the executive director of Man Up Iowa Mentors. It's a 501c3, a nonprofit organization that works with young people all across the state of Iowa. Zach, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you as well.
Yes, so it's Michael.
Gotcha.
always so polite. This guy's always so polite. And you're also a scout leader.
That's true.
And we saw each other just recently.
Yes, we did. Just down the street, yeah. I think, at the Hy-Vee in Windsor Heights.
Yeah, we are at our favorite coffee shop in Windsor Heights. It's called Grounds for Celebration. That's what the background noise is. I think I have a table here somewhere with my name on it. We do a lot of our interviews here, Zach. All right, tell us a little bit about Man Up Iowa Mentors. What is it that you guys do?
Man Up Iowa is a group mentoring organization by trade. So we mentor at-risk male youth. 7 to 18 years of age is our target population. We've been doing this for, since 2013. And we've grown from one group a week to doing 7 groups a week. Hmm. At multiple different locations.
And how do you identify these mentees?
That's a great question. We have a referral system where we can have individual referrals sent to us. We actually have a form, and we have a lot of different partnerships with Orchard Place, Integrated Health Program, for example. A lot of local mental health organizations are aware of us and send referrals, and even parents sometimes are told about us, and they will get in touch with us to get their son in. By the way, we serve only male youth, hence the Man Up Iowa Mentoring name. And
do you know, is there a female group like this?
You know, that there is something similar.
Okay.
At one time, we tried to launch something similar, but it was more of a trial run and based on, funding that didn't really exist at the time. Yeah. So the closest thing that I'm aware of that is doing similar things would be the Young Women's Resource Center, which has been around for, I want to say, at least 4 decades. They're located, I believe, off 5th Street, downtown Des Moines.
In Des Moines, yeah.
And they do a lot of different things. They empower young women. They have therapy services, a lot of different great preventative services at that location.
You just said the magic word, funding. That's always one of those things. As the executive director for Man Up Iowa Mentoring, are you also responsible for a little funding?
Yes. That I was told years ago that the executive director should be spending 90% of their time trying to locate funding, and that's definitely not happening. I have to be transparent. I have, I'm a dad. I have 2 kids, and I have another job. So, I'm doing my best, and this is the reason why we made the leap to the 501c3 nonprofit a couple years ago, because I was a little bit naive when I first started doing this, thinking that we could get contracts and there would be grants and local state funding for what we're doing, and it really isn't set up. Mentoring is by cost very effective, the results that you get, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of funding available from the city, the state. So, we have a large partnership, I should say, an ongoing partnership with United Way of Central Iowa, who's been generously funding us for, I believe, our 8th year. And then we have some small contracts. Now we're just getting into fundraising, and we're going to be launching our first fundraising campaign actually this winter.
Really?
So, yeah, I was really excited to share more about that today.
Of course.
If you want to jump into that a little bit.
Yeah, we're talking about funding, so let's let's blow the lid off of this one.
Awesome.
Let's not keep it secret. What do you got going on?
Well, we secured an Amera group member.
All right.
July 18th, she started. Her name's Chally. She's from Tanzania. And she's, by trade, she's a lawyer. She started as a lawyer in Tanzania, and now she's over here with her family doing work for Amerigroup, AmeriCorps, rather. And she's been, she came on board to work with us just in the fundraising capacity. So her and I have been working side by side to launch our first fundraising campaign. And on December 2nd, from 5 to 7, we're going to hold our first fundraising night. It's going to be similar to a gala, and there's going to be a silent auction there. And we're looking to have about 75 participants. We'll have more on our Facebook page about this soon. We've already put a few teasers out there about it, but we're going to officially announce this in a few weeks. We've partnered with Freedom for Youth Ministries, which is a local nonprofit, several chapters across the state, actually. Really great organization. They work with young people as well. And they're going to allow us to use their coffee shop for the event. And their coffee shop is right next to their main building. I believe it's called Freedom Coffee, right off University and Martin Luther King Parkway in Des Moines, Iowa. Again, that will be December 2nd.
Is that that big cathedral that's there next to Smoky Row?
No, you're going to... it's about a mile and a half north of the cathedral.
Okay. All right.
Yep, and so... Freedom for Youth Ministries is a Christian-based organization, and they do have a worship center there, but it doesn't really look like a church. It's more multiple buildings
sure.
where they do programming in, and then they have the coffee shop. They also have their construction business, which is attached to the nonprofit, where they help young people that are 18 and older get jobs.
Earning a trade.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting. Interesting. So all of this is going to be taking place on December 2nd. 5 to 7 p.m., and we will have links to all of this information in the radio blog as well. Zach Smith is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the executive director of Man Up Iowa Mentoring. So when we talk about mentoring, and we'll continue to hit this about fundraising because it is very important for any nonprofit. When we talk about mentoring, what does that look like? What are your volunteers or your mentors doing with these young men at risk?
After school, typically. However, we also do mentoring during the day, depending on the couple examples. We're at Taylor Mack Alternative School. We have a program at McCombs Middle School, Hoyt Middle School, and Jefferson Elementary. So some of those are after school. Some of them are during the day or at lunch. And myself, our assistant director, and a couple of our mentors we'll go to the location, meet with youth, and we'll mentor them on multiple different topics, but we really try to focus most of it on personal responsibility. So when we say man up, I know that a lot of people get the impression that I probably got when I first heard the term as an adult, which was when I was a kid, I would hear that, and it's like you need to, you know,
be brave, be tough. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of contradictory, honestly, because we're trying to break the negative stereotypes about manhood, the toxic masculinity, if you will. So what we're really trying to do with these young men is keep them on the right path and help them make positive choices consistently.
And this is an ongoing process. I mean, this is not one and done, right?
Right. So we've had kids in our program for multiple years. They've started in middle school, and they've been able to continue in our program at other locations. We've utilized office space at Next Step Counseling Services since 2013. We're partnered with them. They provide a hybrid model approach where they have a therapist that runs a therapy group. And then we help co-facilitate that, do a dinner, and then do a mentoring group after. And my team help pick kids up and take them home if they need rides. This is all after school on Tuesday, Wednesdays. And then on Friday, we use their office and just do a mentoring group. And right now we have six kids that are all in high school that all started in middle school, or at least when they were freshmen, and they're all seniors now. So we've really... It's been great to watch these kids grow up and watch the changes that they've made in their thinking, just their maturity levels. And I think it speaks to the work that we're doing and that relationship that our mentors form with the mentees. again, it's all in a group setting, but it really makes a long-lasting effect. And we have youth that after they graduate high school, they typically move on from our program, but that doesn't mean they don't stop reaching out to us or that we don't still make ourselves available to them in some capacity if they need it.
Yeah, so this, again, this is a long-standing program. I mean, it's, again, not one and done. This is in group settings and individual settings and getting to know some of these kids. And you're not a physician and you're not a mental health specialist, but how does mental health issues be a part of this? I mean, are you seeing angered placements? Are there things that these kids are doing that probably is not very, well, constructive?
That's probably the best question I think you could have asked me. That I would say two things. That we've seen an increase in behaviors mm-hmm. with youth since the pandemic. The pandemic really hurt our young people in many different ways. But we were already experiencing, this would be the second point, already experiencing huge issues with mental health in our state. And we're one of the worst states in our country with mental health services. That's a fact, that we just don't have the services available. And the pandemic hurt that a lot as well. A lot of companies weren't able to manage through that. So specifically to your question, we see a lot of kids with anger management issues, with emotion management issues that are all really related to their mental health, to the trauma they've sustained growing up, or, you know, it could be for a lot of different reasons. But that's why we wanted to have a therapeutic component attached to the program. Mm-hmm. And it's also another reason why the majority of our team are paid contractors or staff that have experience working with youth that are at risk. And when I say at risk, I really mean just pretty much all youth, in my opinion, are at risk. My own son is at risk. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much experience you have as a parent. With society and culture the way that it looks right now, and social media and all the different risks to our young people, they're all at risk of different harms. So, you know, we're open. We open the gate really for any young man to be referred, and then we take a look at their needs. Sometimes they need a higher level of care than we can provide, but most of the time we're a good fit, and you know, they get the help that they need. It might not be a huge change, and I always tell parents, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better, but if we're consistent with these kids in our program and you're consistent at home with them, then you're going to notice a change long term.
As we talk about change, our guest, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is Zach Smith. He's the executive director of Man Up Iowa Mentoring, a nonprofit. As we talk about outcomes, two very important things that I believe is accurate. If we can help change the attitudes and the growth in a program like this, this will have a significant impact on incarceration levels going forward.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because the data that I've seen, that, you know, people typically think about money when it comes to incarceration and how much money we're spending. Well, for every youth that goes down the wrong path, whether it's they drop out of high school and start using drugs, or, you know, they join a gang, or they're not successful members of society and they end up getting incarcerated, that costs taxpayers $1.3 million on average over that youth's lifetime. So one youth that we change to go down the right path instead of the wrong path will save our community over $1 million, which is insane to think about, that we're spending all of our money on reactionary services.
After the fact,
yeah. It's always a Band-Aid, and hopefully this will change, but it never does, you know? So we actually have, with our partnership with Des Moines Public Schools and United Way of Central Iowa, we track several different performance measures, including use behavior referrals they get at school, how many youth miss 18 days or more per semester, and how many youth are failing more than one class. A lot of those are good indications of you know, behaviors and future success. And we on average over the last 8 years have seen about a 75% success rate on improving those measures for youth, whether it's they get less behavior referrals at school, they attend school more, they get they fail less courses. And the other piece, we have a milestone system that consistently encourages and challenges youth as they continue our program. So every 15 to 30 weeks, we do a graduation ceremony.
Really?
And honor these youth with a plaque and certificate. And they graduate the milestones if they're making progress in those areas, such as at home, at school.
Right. A final question for you, Zach Smith. As we look at this, and you've been doing this for a while, one of your many opportunities to work in the community, can you tell us any success stories that you've experienced while you've been doing Man Up?
I think my favorite success story that may very well be my favorite my whole life, because this is just an amazing story. We had a youth who joined our program about 9 years ago, and he started in middle school and stayed throughout high school. And before he joined our program, he had been in multiple placements, group homes, PMIC facilities, never really spent more than 6 months at a time. And he was adopted by his grandma, who just, you know, couldn't handle his behaviors, and for good reason. He was out of control. He started our program. Granted, it was a roller coaster ride for a while, but I still talk to this youth today. He's going to be 21, I believe, this next year. He's doing amazing. I'm just so proud of him. He's got serious mental health issues, but he's taking his medication. He's not using substances, and he continues to – he's actually working with a family that kind of took him in, and they run racehorses for, like, at Prairie Meadows and all over the country. So he travels with them and helps take care of the horses, and – he might actually be at this event coming up. I'm going to invite him.
Yes.
So I'm hoping we'll see him December 2nd.
Well, that in itself, that job of taking care of horses is therapeutic, I can tell you, because we raised horses for some time, quarter horses, and it is a therapeutic experience.
Awesome.
Good on him. Our guest has been Zach Smith, ladies and gentlemen. He is the executive director of Man Up Iowa Mentoring. It's a 501c3 nonprofit here in the state of Iowa, doing work all across the Hawkeye State. Zach, thanks so very much for reintroducing yourself to me. It's been some time since we've seen each other. Best wishes to your father, by the way, who is a good friend. And congratulations on this opportunity to change people's lives. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate you.
Once again, that is the voice of Zach Smith with Man Up Iowa Mentors. And yes, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. That's a wrap for this edition of Insight on Business, the news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Zach Smith, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.